All right, let's jump into the last two episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, episode 4 and 5. Here we go. All right, guys, so I am back after skipping last week, and I'm here this week. I thought it would be more impactful if I just mix 4 and 5 together because the drama begins in 4. It's going to extend to 5 and then it's going to go to 6. They're going to, because Courtney ain't got no storyline. Them pineapple vagina vitamins is not enough to make her interesting. And even Travis, God bless his soul, is not enough for her to have a story arc. She has to have some kind of drama going on. And her and this Dolce and Gabbana campaign and Kim is all she got. So we got a balls to the wallet. But I have enjoyed only having to cover the original Trinity, which is Khloé, Courtney, and Kim. Kendall and Kylie seem to be minding their own business in episode 5 and episode 4. They was riding horses. So, it sounds like, they like, we just gonna mind our own business and be side characters. Perfect. So episode 4 was basically Kim going to Milan and setting up the looks for her show that she did with Dolce & Gabbana. Now, real time, this was summertime last year. So I would say probably about June or July of last year, she went and before the fashion, I forget what it's called. It's when they have the fashion shows in Milan, but in New York and all these other places, they did the show. Like I would say August, maybe September. So this is all 2022, and not now. So, but it's always the previous year when they record. So she basically found her looks. Her stylist was stuck at the airport because she forgot her passport, which I heard if you listen to the last episode and you listen to this episode, I think she's stupid for not having a passport. Like it's like y'all are a $1 million business basically to follow Kim around and you forgot your passport. So anyway, so Kim had to basically put all of the looks together into the ways that she wanted them to look and how she wanted the collection to go. So she was, kind of feeling herself, and by the time the stylist showed up, she had basically done it. She found all the looks, did all the accessories, told them what she wanted them to do, change and look wise, how she wanted the hair. So the stylist didn't have anything to do. So the one thing the stylist did have to comment on, Kim was like, "Well, you haven't been here the whole time. Like, it's just been me. So now I have to just go with what I'm saying versus what you're telling me. I appreciate your help." But I was like, at the end of the day, I know that these people are her friends, air quotes. But I'm just like, why? I would be so hesitant to tell this rich white woman, that's just what Kim Kardashian is, to tell her anything about her clothes. Like, if she says she wants to wear that bedazzled dress, just let her wear that bedazzled dress. I'm like, okay, girl, but you still look great. Woo! And then just keep on going. But these people are making money off of these whales, basically. So if you think of Kim and them as whales, all these other people, these littler people like hairstylists and makeup artists are making money off of them as a brand. So if you notice, and this is going to be a small tangent, I promise, and I'll get back to the original story. If you notice, Kim's original hairstylist has her own brand now. It's called Quay. Kim's original makeup person has his own makeup line. That's Makeup by Mario. And some of her stylist friends, they're still friends with her, but they're not in the capacity that they were before. Like Steph. Steph was her original personal assistant and her stylist, and now she's not. I think that was she they fell out when she started hanging out with Courtney. And then there's somebody else too that used to do Ariel. Ariel did Kylie's makeup, and I think Ariel has his own brand now too. So, I mean, you can make money from them making money. And I think they might have given some of these people seed money to start their own companies. Or they might have made enough working with the Kardashians that they ended up making their own money. Oh, and I forgot that other guy. I think his name is Sean Ching, but he works with Apreus Nails a lot. But he does all of their nails. He does Kylie's, he does Kendall's, he does Kim's. He does Khloe's, and he does, yeah, I already said Kim, but anybody who has fake nails in the Kardashian family, this one guy does their nails. So it's worth saying that if you work with them, you could technically have your own business after about 5 or 6 years. So anyway, thing with the stylist is quashed. She picks the dress. That's the end of that. So everybody else is getting kind of ushered in to be in Milan to support Kim. Nobody really stayed behind to help Courtney with anything. I guess Courtney was still in her feelings about the whole Dolce and Gabbana campaign in the first place. So the problem with that was, I believe that they did tell her, but I also believe that Courtney doesn't pay attention. Like, the narcissism from Courtney is so high and so strong. She only pays attention to herself and, God willing, Travis, if Travis is there, but Travis also gravitates around her too. So, I mean, like, it's one of those things, like, she picked some, I mean, she found somebody that just love her for her, just wants to listen to her and be around her and just love her. And I was just like, that's beautiful. Naive, but beautiful. So for the most part, her complaint was, and she has basically, to understand her and her complaint in this whole Dolce and Gabbana situation, Courtney is mad because it's 4 months after she got married. She got married into 2022. It's 4 months after she got married. Kim is working with Dolce and Gabbana 4 months after she got married. She feels that Kim should have told them no to a multi-million dollar check out of respect for her. She doesn't hold the brand responsible because she feels like the brand, Dolce & Gabbana, would work with anybody and they are going to do what they're supposed to do. So basically, they're dogs in heat. They're going to go wherever they need to go and work with whatever celebrity they're going to work with. Kim is supposed to say no to these people that are giving her a check and allowing her to work with them. And this is what she's always wanted to do. So that is Courtney's standpoint on that. That and Courtney has claimed all of the 90s for herself, all of the lace for herself. Like, nobody else can wear lace. Nobody else can wear 90s clothes. Nobody else can wear their hair a certain way other than Courtney. It makes no sense. Like, all of the things that she's saying, like, I claim all of these things. I'm like, well, I mean, you weren't the only child that grew up in the 90s in your household. And I do, for the most part, think that Kim was mindful. I do think that Kim did email her because Kim said she had the emails. She wouldn't just say that out loud just to say it. And I do think that Kim tried to, ask her feelings on it. I don't think that Courtney really cared at the time because she probably thought that it wasn't going to be anything big. And when it blew up to what it was, then she kind of got upset. I understand what she's saying though when she says that she's upset with her for not asking her about if it's okay if she can use that theme, or use her ideas. But, I mean, like, Kim wasn't gonna pass up that deal. Kim's mom set up the deal, so of course they weren't gonna pass that deal up. But the problem is like, I guess I don't know how it would have been made any better. I think that Courtney's not Courtney, Chloe said it best. It's like there's no way to make this any better. Like, Kim was going to take the job either way because Kim wants to work with Dolce & Gabbana. Dolce & Gabbana really wanted to work with her. So out of all of these people, she could hold Dolce & Gabbana responsible because she's like, these are supposed to be my friends. I mean, in reality, the mom, Kim, not Kim, Chris was just like, look, I've known them the longest out of all of them. I've known Dolce and Gabbana longer than Kim and Courtney have. She was like, so if anybody can say that they've known them the longest, it should be me. But she was like, for Chris was just like, sorry, trying to rewrap my hair. For Chris, it was like, this is a big thing for Kim. They wanted to work with Kim. They worked with Courtney on her wedding, and then that was it. That's all they wanted to do. And the fact that they let her come to their island during the summer is an extension of their friendship with their mother. More or less, this is what I'm just drawing conclusions here. So she thinks that they're really her friends. They could be friendly, but I mean, they also want to work with Kim. Out of all of them, Kim is the most popular one. They don't want to work with Chloe. Chloe knows it. She doesn't care. They don't want to work with Kendall. They don't want to work with Kylie. I mean, but if these other girls in that family were allowed to work with Dolce and Gabbana, they would go do it in a minute. It wouldn't have been a problem. Courtney is just mad because Kim went and did it, and it's so close after her wedding. That's the only reason why she's upset. So she's like loyalty. She's like keep telling these people loyalty, and Kim is only worried about a paycheck and all this other stuff. And it's like that's not true, because if it was the other way around, she would have done it, and she wouldn't have cared who she walked on. You know what I'm saying? Because I love that Kim, because she wears so much fashion. She has the pictures, and she has the dresses in an archive with the day that she wore it, the time that she wore it. What was the accessories and the accessories in the dresser and the bag? So she actually pulled it up on Keeping Up with the Kardashians when she wore that dress that Courtney had on. And I was like, damn, that's the receipt right there. I mean, you can't be mad at her for what she does, because she wears a lot of clothes. And then she was with Kanye for all those years, and Kanye just basically put her in whatever he felt like was in style at that point in time. He put her in those clothes. So, I mean, she knows her fashion, and that's why the reason why she was with Kanye, and that's the reason why she wanted to do the show. I mean, she knows she's fashion motivated. I don't understand why. I guess I'm confused as to why Courtney does some of the things she does. And I just want to make a quick note that this is all encompassing. So, the last ep the episode 4 was basically her setting everything up in Milan. And episode 5, it was her going through the fashion show in Milan. And then Courtney, they opened up a restaurant at the same time that this stuff was going on in Milan. It was almost like a test of wheels to see, like, shoot, they were like asking her, it was like, you didn't want any of your family to come to Travis's restaurant opening? And she was like, this is my family. I was like, oh God, she's just too much. And then everybody has that one family member in their family that's just too much. It's just like you hurt their feelings because the wind blow, and I might be that one in my family, but all of that to be said, like, I don't think she's thinking rationally minded. I think she's just thinking like, well, my wedding was important and people liked it. It was stylistic. It was a big point for her in her life, because I think that she feels she's been overlooked most of her life. For somebody who doesn't, air quotes, doesn't want to be in the limelight, she often seeks the limelight. I find that very interesting about Courtney. So anyway, Kim finally gets back to America, and everything's a success. She's walking in dresses she can barely fit in. God help her. And so she makes it back to the United States, and Chloe goes and talks to her, and she's like, hey, we got to figure this thing out about Courtney, because Courtney's so mad at you. And I'm really curious to see how the next episode is going to go, because Chloe's going to go talk to Courtney first, and then Courtney's going to talk to Kim. Excuse me. Chloe's going to talk to her first, and then Kim's going to talk to her. So I'm curious to see how these conversations are going to go, because it basically seemed like she was, from the trailer, seemed like she was going to talk shit with Chloe, and then with Kim, she's going to be like, well, I don't think you're loyal. You just want a paycheck. Because Kim basically was telling her, hey, I emailed you multiple times to tell you about this deal and what we were doing. And she just looked at her like wide-eyed with that blink. Like the blink is normally the telltale with Courtney that she's trying to think of a lie or put her feelings back into the situation. Just pure narcissism. But anyway, she is a nutball, and I think I enjoy that the most about, like, she comes out of left field with the craziest crap that doesn't make any sense on these shows, and she's the only one that's like that. Like, everybody else is pretty level-headed and tempered. I'm not saying that they don't argue, but at the same time, Courtney is the only one, I mean, from left field with some bullshit. Like, I remember before she met Travis, there was news articles that she was mad at Scott Disick, and they might have even made it to the show, that she was mad at Scott because at the time he was dating Lionel Richie's daughter. And she was mad because he happened he she just happened to be there. The girlfriend just happened to be there. And it was his day to take the kids. He was supposed to spend the nights with the kids or whatever. And she got mad because he introduced her to his kids before she let him, or she was allowing him to let her let home. I'm gonna muddle this up. She got mad that he introduced her to that girl, to Lionel Richie's daughter, before she agreed he could. So they were going to therapy, and the therapist said that they had to have an agreed upon time. Now, mind you, the kids had already met her Italian lover at the time. She was dating an Italian model. They had already met him. Scott didn't even know that the kids had met him. I think the kids told him. But when he did the same thing, she was so mad at him that she could barely like see. She was saying, she was complaining. She was like basically saying that she was going to take the kids from him. It was a whole production. So they end up having to talk her off the ledge and then end up having to help him get back in her good graces. But that was her and Scott's relationship for a very long time. Just pure bullshit. And I know Scott was upset because I think that Scott was gonna basically wear her down to a point where they were gonna get married, and he was like, oh, eventually she'll get it together and we'll get married. And then Travis came along out of the thin blue sky and just fell right in her lap. And he just wanted to be with her. And I was just like, where the hell did he come from? I mean, just left field. So now, I mean, I'm glad this guy got over it, because I read an article that he got over it because they found out recently that she's pregnant. So yay, Courtney's pregnant. Oh, that's gonna be an interesting pregnancy, but they're like cuckoo bananas in love, so it should be fine. I think that they won't have any issues. I know that she'd been trying to get pregnant, and she was saying the IVF was not working, which that does happen. It doesn't work. It doesn't. Sometimes it's the success rate. I don't know the percentage on the success rate with IVF. It works for some and not for others. But I mean, for her, if I had to be the nurse to go in there and talk to her about retrieving sperm from Travis, that whole conversation, which that also was on the first season of Keeping Up with Kardashians, it was so annoying because they was all over each other, and she was basically asking the nurse like what she could do and she couldn't do, and I'm like, oh, I would be like that old black nurse and just be like, all right, just put it in this cup. Make sure there's nothing else in the cup but that. Okay, thank you. Bye. And just walk off, because they would get on my nerves so bad. I'm happy that they in love, but oh, it's like, you got them two friends that's just kissing and necking all over each other. It's just like, yeah, okay, enough. Just separate. Eat your food. Yuck. So anyway. I'm curious. I'm very curious and excited to see where the next episode is going, because it looks like they're going to actually confront each other. And Kim is going to talk to Courtney. Now, mind you, this is all last year's BS. This year's BS is currently being filmed, because I seen Kim and them on one of the shows. They had the cameras with them. It was on Courtney's Instagram, and so they were filming because Travis is currently on tour. So I would imagine that's her storyline for this year. So I would think that they, since they are filming him being on tour, they're going to show her being on tour too with him, and then her stating that she's pregnant, because she just posted it, and I was like, her stomach was big, because they actually showed her in some white overalls. About a week back. And when I was looking, I was like, I don't want to be this person, but it looks like Courtney's with child. And I was just like, I don't want to be that person. But when you start to get a pooch, it's normally around your second trimester. It depends. It honestly depends. Sometimes some people get, you just start to develop around the first trimester, but and that second trimester is real hard to hide. So for me, I wore a lot of black. Lots of baggy black clothes, and that's how I was able to hide my pregnancy until at least July. So I think that's what she did. I think she knew she was pregnant for a while. I mean, hell, their anniversary just passed May because they got married in May. So they've been married for a year. And now she's already pregnant. So, I mean, I would think that she's got to be at least 3 months along. So she should be having her baby pretty soon. I mean, probably between October and December, somewhere in there. So anyway, anywho, I have basically covered all my bases. I think with the fourth episode and the fifth episode, not much happened. I mean, other than the stuff with Kim and them trying to hook Chloe up, which that was a side story. Chloe's like, I was just happy to be sitting next to that dude. He was so fine. It was a dude from 365, I'm sorry. So if you watch the movie 365, they orchestrated them sitting together, and she was like, Courtney, not Courtney, Chloe was like, we weren't together, but at the same time, people were thinking they were together, which I was super excited when I read that news, that storyline too. But at the same time, they weren't, but she was just enjoying the storyline that they were together and they had gotten together. So, but I enjoy Chloe because Chloe is very, I'm here. I have to film. I got to get my money. But at the same time, am I about this life? I'll just put up with it so I can get the money. I mean, which is like, I wish just Courtney would just adopt that too. And it's like, oh, I'm just here to film so I can get the money. But she's so, it's whatever with Courtney. So we will see what happens next week. I hope that you will go and visit me on Instagram because I'm on Instagram under Recap Addicts and like and subscribe, as well as like and subscribe to the podcast. And I will see you next week. Thanks. Bye.